This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Thursday, September 4th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I don't have to tell you what to keep an eye out for today. You know what today is. You woke up this morning knowing what today is. You went to bed last night knowing what today is. And today, the 2025 campaign kicks off. It is an Eagles game day. Go Birds Daily. Tonight, the Eagles take on the Dallas Cowboys in the 2025 NFL season opener. The Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champions, take center stage as their quest to repeat as Super Bowl champions begins. So needless to say, we got a lot to get into today. We're going to talk about five keys to the Eagles starting 1-0. We're going to tell you what to expect tonight when it comes to the banner ceremony. But then, before this season kicks off, we're going to take one more trip down memory lane because, boy, oh boy, there was a show on last night that was simply unbelievable that recapped the Eagles' 2024 season. I watched it. Then I rewatched it again and took notes the entire time. It was that good. So I'm going to share some thoughts from that one kind of trip down memory lane for the Super Bowl championship before we officially tonight turn the page to the 2025 season. So what's on the schedule? Eagles versus Cowboys kickoff tonight at 8:20. I actually think they're going to kick off at around 8:19. Now, we will see if the weather cooperates. The weather is very, as weather normally is, up in the air. It seems around a 50% chance of rain, depending what app you look at, what weather app you see. It says it could rain. I saw the AccuWeather forecast said there could be lightning that delays the game. So everybody cross their fingers and say a prayer to the rain god that tonight is not ruined by rain. After having that happen in 2018, the Eagles do not deserve to have that happen again. As I've always tried to tell you guys, rain sucks. Rain sucks. So hopefully tonight is not impacted by that. But assuming everything goes off on plan, to plan, the Eagles and Cowboys will kick off tonight at 8:20. The banner ceremony starts around 8 o'clock. I think they're going to have Lift Every Voice and Sing at 7:55. At 8 o'clock, they're going to light the link up, which is when everyone takes out their phones, or I think they're given a bracelet, actually, that lights up. It's going to hopefully be dark by then, should be dark by then. And the link will light up. I've seen it before. It's super, super cool. They're having like a celebration moment there, which my guess is going to be a video on the Jumbotron remembering the season. As been well documented, the Eagles will be in the locker room during that, unfortunately. So they will not be out on the field when this happens. And then the Super Bowl banner will be revealed at 8:10. That is when they will take the curtain off of it. It'll officially be up there to forever be remembered as the 2024 NFL Super Bowl champion. So that will happen at 8:10. After that, the players will run out on the field. That is scheduled for 8:13. So you have a few minutes there to enjoy the banner. If there is any positive to the Eagles not being out on the field for the banner reveal, it is that the introductions after they do this are going to be absurd. We'll see if they introduce individual players. My guess is they'll do a full team. I just think that's what Sirianni would want. I think it'd be tough to introduce the offense over the defense. Now, I will say, like, the offensive players were all here last year. There's a lot of new defensive players. I don't know if Adoree Jackson needs an introduction tonight. So I do kind of think ending it with at quarterback, Super Bowl MVP, Jalen Hurts would be absurd. The place would go crazy. So I actually do think they should introduce the offense. My guess is you will see the full team, but that is what is going to happen tonight. So make sure you are by your radio to listen to WIP. And look, let's be honest, be by your TV to watch it. I mean, look, you're probably gonna be waiting by your TV all day, but I would suggest getting by the TV at 7:45 so that you don't miss any of it, because it's not going to start until right around there. So that is what is on the schedule for tonight, which brings us to how the Eagles can win the game tonight. We're going to get into five keys for the game tonight to start the season 1-0. The line still, it actually went up. It went up to around 8.5. So the Eagles, it continues to move in their direction. It continues to look like an Eagles line. Like, I think, you know, just from my now few years of looking at NFL lines and reading them, this tells me they want people to pick the Cowboys. They want people to go, that's a big line, it's week one. And I think it means they think the Eagles are going to win in a blowout. Now, I don't see a blowout. Maybe that's just the nervousness in me. Maybe that's just the skeptic in me. Maybe that's because I watched them in training camp and I saw that they just didn't have a good training camp. So I think the 8.5 points is a lot of points, but it is moving in an Eagles direction in an Eagles line for tonight. So how can they go about making sure they cover those points and start off with a win? Here's the first of five key matchups. And the first one for me is Tyler Steen versus Cowboys defensive tackle Osa Odighizuwa. And I've tried to pronounce that correct all week. I hope I am. So basically, when you look at this matchup, to me, Osa Odighizuwa is the player that can really cause problems for the Eagles on offense. I don't think the cornerbacks are very good for the Cowboys. I don't think the linebackers are very good. Frankly, the edges, who we'll talk about in a little, are not great. Osa Odighizuwa is a great player, and I feel like I've talked about him more this week than any other media member. Maybe I'm just missing it. Maybe I'm overrating him. I don't know, but the stats don't lie. He was third in the NFL last year with pressures among defensive tackles. He got after the quarterback. He got more pressures than Jalen Carter did. So if you're going into this game thinking, oh, the Eagles have Jalen Carter, we know he'll wreck the game, that's what the Cowboys could be thinking about Osa Odighizuwa. Now, without Micah Parsons, it becomes easier to key on him. But I put Tyler Steen as the main matchup for him because, that's who he'll line up against. Now, he does move around a little bit, but he'll mostly line up across from Tyler Steen. It would not shock me if they double him with Cam Jurgens. But 1-on-1 is a very tough matchup. The injury to Landon Dickerson, now he'll play, but the injury to Landon Dickerson is worrisome. But I still think he's such a great player. Like, they would prefer to have their best defensive tackle rush against Tyler Steen. Now, this is not saying anything to you don't know, but it's worth mentioning right now. The best way to wreck an offense is to wreck the pocket up the middle. As good as edge rushers are, quarterbacks will tell you having pressure up the middle is far worse. It completely cuts off their view of the field. They have to move. If there's pressure coming to a side, it cuts off that other half of the field. Like, making sure Jalen has a clean pocket is key, because let's be honest, Jalen has not done a good job of avoiding sacks over the past few years. He actually was good against the blitz and he does make big plays like on third and fourth down, but he is not great at avoiding sacks. Like, he takes sacks at a high rate. And so if you get pressure on him up the middle, that is a recipe for disaster. So big first test for Tyler Steen, big first test for the Eagles offensive line and Jeff Southland. If you shut down Osa Odighizuwa, then I think you have a good chance of putting up a lot of points on this Cowboys defense. All right, number two for me, Adoree Jackson versus George Pickens. And yes, the Eagles won't tell us who's going to start. But if it ends up for some odd reason being Jacorion Bennett, then just sub his name in. Regardless, this is the matchup. Quinyon versus whoever he lines up across from, which honestly could be George Pickens at times. But it's still a matchup that I think is absolutely key for the Eagles because Adoree is somebody the Cowboys are going to go into this game wanting to throw the ball at. And they will be able to make sure that they get to throw it at Adoree. If you look at how the Cowboys receivers line up, CeeDee Lamb is in the slot quite a bit. He does line up on the outside, and when he goes to the outside, he lines up on both sides. George Pickens, now we will see how they use him, like it is a new coaching staff, but in his career, he's barely ever lined up in the slot, and he lines up on both sides. So basically, they can pick and choose where these guys go. And if Quinyon is not going to travel, they know Quinyon will be on the right side of the field. So maybe Quinyon will travel. I don't think he will. But if he doesn't, then they know Adoree will be on the left side of the field. So they can send whoever they want out there. So Adoree Jackson, he doesn't have to be outstanding tonight. He just has to minimize the damage. It can't turn into they are picking on Adoree play after play and they're moving the ball because of it. Now, obviously, that also goes to the defensive line. They have to make sure Dak doesn't have time in the pocket. But for Quinyon, if I'm the Cowboys, like I'm making sure the best I can, he almost never lines up across from CD or George Pickens. I'd put CD in the slot. I'd put George Pickens across from Adoree, and I'd basically take Quinyon out of the game. So Adoree Jackson going to be tested tonight. The good news is he's a veteran. He's played in the NFL for a while, so I don't think the stage is too big for him. George Pickens just might be too big for him. He has big size. I think he has 4 or 5 inches on Adoree. He's a great down the field, like 50-50 catch guy. So this is a worrisome matchup. I think the two most worrisome matchups for the Eagles are the two we just talked about. Oso Odighizuwa versus the inside of the Eagles interior line and George Pickens versus Adoree Jackson. Now they could try to shade safety help over to Adoree, but then again, like you're talking about, is that safety Sydney? Adoree has not played in a game with the safety, so that's a worrisome matchup as well. So the Eagles really need Adoree to minimize damage tonight when he gets targeted because they're going to come after him and it'll be their strategy to move the ball. All right, the third matchup is a coaching matchup, and it is Kevin Petullo versus Matt Eberflus. So Matt Eberflus, the Cowboys' new defensive coordinator this year, obviously the Bears' head coach last year, and look, a bad head coach, no doubt about it, but a good defensive coordinator. He was a defensive coordinator for 3 years with the Colts. He did work with Nick Sirianni, so there's some familiarity there. He worked with Kevin Petullo. There is some familiarity there. But then he goes to Chicago, and the team is not good, but the defense was. The defense was 13th in points in 2024. And when you consider like how bad the Bears were, or at least the fact they weren't great, that's a good output. And what's most impressive is in 2022, his defense was 32nd. 2023, it was 20th. 2024, it was 13th. So he has improved them every year to get them from the bottom of the league to the top half of the league and almost near a top 10 defense. So Eberflus is an impressive defensive coordinator. Again, much like George Pickens, we can't say what he'll do with this personnel. It could be different, but he's not been somebody that traditionally blitzed. He was 19th in the NFL in blitz percentage in 2024. He was 21st in 2023, 25th in 2022. So a slight uptick in where he ranks, around the league, but he's just not somebody that brings a ton of pressure. He's not like a, you know, Todd Bowles that brings like a ton of blitzes, right? So Matt Eberflus won't blitz a ton, but it is going to be on Kevin Petullo to make sure that he wins his coaching matchup because let's be real, the Cowboys don't have enough talent on defense where they should be slowing down the Eagles offense. There is two ways that the Eagles will not have a good offensive game. One, the players just don't perform well, and there's nothing Kevin Petullo can do about that. Like if Jalen has a bad game, Saquon fumbles the ball, AJ drops it, like there's nothing he can do about that. But the other way would be they just simply get out-coached and out-schemed. And whatever Matt Eberflus has ready for them, Kevin Petullo and Jalen Hurts are not ready for it, and they don't have a counterpunch. So this falls on Jalen, too. Like, Jalen was outstanding pre-snap last year. He has a big say on what play is run. He audibles. But in terms of coaching, Kevin Petullo needs to give him the right tools and the right, you know, set of plays, essentially, to pick from to be prepared for what Matt Eberflus Matt Eberflus is going to bring. So Matt Eberflus, I think, is like a top three most important person for the Cowboys tonight. I don't think on offense the Cowboys will be able to do a ton. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But Kevin Petullo versus Matt Eberflus, a key matchup tonight. And in Kevin Petullo's first game as offensive coordinator, he has to go out and show, you know, that he is ready for the job he's now given. All right, the next matchup, Nolan Smith versus Terrence Steele. So the Cowboys have a horrendous offensive line. Not a ton of talent, really bad tackles, like not an offensive line that should be slowing down the Eagles' pass rush. But the Eagles' pass rush is also unproven. It is not a pass rush that is, you know, that has years and years of success on it. Jalen Carter, obviously the best player on the defensive line, but Nolan Smith, only one good year in the NFL. Jalix Hunt, only half a good year in the NFL. Josh Uche, one out of five or six or whatever it is. Azeez Ojulari, arguably not one great year. So they have a lot to prove. But without question, the player they can target tonight, frankly, they can do it on both sides. So maybe without question doesn't make sense there. But Tyler Guyton on the left and Terrence Steele on the right are both tackles that they should be able to take advantage of. Steele was 53rd of 59 starting offensive tackles last season in pass rushing grade. He allowed 41 hurries and 9 sacks. Tyler Guyton was not much better, but Terrence Steele is the worst of the two. Now Guyton was a first-round pick. Terrence Steele was an undrafted guy. So Guyton does have more upside, but he also has missed, I think, all of camp basically with a leg injury. Now he should play, but that is still a matchup that they need to take advantage of. So Nolan Smith, he will be lining up across from Terrence Steele tonight. Tonight's the night, like prime time. You're supposed to be the top edge rusher on a Super Bowl contending team. Go out there and dominate this matchup. If he does not, now if Dak gets rid of the ball quickly, there's nothing they can do. But if he doesn't dominate this matchup, that's worrisome to me. If Terrence Steele handles Nolan Smith, it'll be something we'll talk about leading up to the Chiefs game, because this is a matchup he should win. If Nolan's going to be the best edge rusher on this team, he's got to win it tonight. Go get pressure on Dak. Don't let him have a clean pocket. Make life easier for Adoree Jackson in the secondary by getting Dak off his spot. And that starts with the defensive line, and it starts with Nolan Smith. So Nolan Smith versus Terrence Steele, a huge matchup tonight. On the flip side, the Cowboys don't have good edge rushers. We talked about that with the fact that Oso Digizua is their best defensive lineman, in my opinion, but their edge rushers are just not great. Obviously, without Micah Parsons, Dante Fowler becomes their best edge rusher. So for this matchup, I'm going to Eagles offensive tackles versus Dante Fowler Jr. And I say the offensive tackles because Dante Fowler lines up on both sides. He'll line up on the left. He'll line up on the right, which means both Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson will be getting snaps lined up across from Dante Fowler. And look, it's a matchup they've had before. It's a matchup they've won before. Dante Fowler only had one sack in three games versus the Eagles last year. He's just not a great player. I know he had 10.5 sacks, but he is not a special edge rusher. And it's a matchup that Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson are arguably, in fact, maybe definitely, the best starting offensive tackle duo in the NFL. And because of that, this is a matchup you got to win, especially when the interior of the line is going to probably have more attention on it in terms of coaching and matchup. So Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson will be on an island against Dante Fowler, but it's an island they should be able to handle very well. And the other Cowboys edge rushers just aren't that good. Donovan Ezeraku is a rookie. I like him as a prospect, but it's his first NFL game. And outside of that, they really don't have anybody. So Eagles offensive tackles versus Dante Fowler Jr., that's a matchup you should win. So we look at these five matchups. The Eagles should win versus Dante Fowler Jr., the tackles. That's a matchup win for the Eagles. Nolan Smith should win versus Terrence Steele Jr. That is a win in a matchup for the Eagles. Kevin Petullo versus Matt Eberflus, don't feel as good about that one. Like that, I would say going into that, you wouldn't say one person is a favorite. Adoree Jackson versus George Pickens, I would give the edge to Pickens there. And then Tyler Steen versus Oso Digizua, I would give it to the Cowboys. So yeah, now look, you can say the whole line if you want to do Tyler Steen as opposed to, if you want to do that as opposed to just Tyler Steen. But my main takeaway from this is that if you look at the five key matchups, two for the Eagles, two for the Cowboys, one's a tie, I think it's a close game tonight. Maybe the vibes of the Super Bowl banner just get this team ready to go and they dominate. But in 2018, it was a close game too. And if you look at the last few games in week one for the Eagles, they've all been close. Now they've been wins, but they've all been close. So Those are the five key matchups. Get me to kick off tonight. I can't wait to watch this game after talking about it. Kind of all offseason, but especially more so for the last week. But on the other side, we are going to one final time reminisce about the 2024 Super Bowl champion Eagles. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, so as we prepare for tonight, and as the Eagles try drastically to turn the page, maybe dramatically is a better word there, they try really hard to turn the page to next season, which does begin tonight. There was a great look back at last season, Wednesday night on NFL Network. And let me start by saying this. I'm not normally a huge end of year video guy, like not a huge yearbook guy. Like Jack Fritz loves the end of the year yearbook with the Phillies. Me, it's never really done it for me. I've watched awesome videos on the Eagles Super Bowl in 2017, which are all great, but I've never walked away from a season end recap video the way I did for this one I just watched. So last night at 8 p.m., NFL Network put on America's Game, the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles, which obviously recaps last year's Super Bowl winning season. So if you haven't seen it yet, I would highly, highly, highly recommend watching it. And I also think it would be an especially great watch before the game tonight. Like when I finished watching it, I was basically ready to put my suit on and go down to the link to get this thing going tonight. But I guess it's worth saying, if you haven't watched it, I am going to talk about it now, which in theory will include some spoilers. Now, you might be saying to yourself, Elliot, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Not a spoiler. Saquon rushed for all those yards. Not a spoiler. The game was in the snow versus the Rams. Not a spoiler. But here's what was so surprising about this. Like, I was there for that. You were there for that. Like, we lived through last year. And there were so many things in there that even I was like, oh, that's interesting. Or, like, I didn't know that. Or that's an interesting opinion that they didn't say in the media. So, like, it is worth the time. It's, like, an hour long. I think it's 45 minutes without commercial. It is an awesome, awesome, awesome watch. So I'm going to give you some of my thoughts from watching it, kind of take you through the season, which is, in a way, another look back at last year. So it begins with the parade and, you know, saying, look at the confetti. Here's the Eagles green confetti. And obviously it transitions to 2022. The confetti was a different color. And let me tell you, the first, like, I even wrote down the minute. It's from 1:45 to 2:34, like early on, right? A minute and 45 seconds to 2 minutes and 34 seconds. This clip of Jalen Hurts has lived rent-free in my head since I saw it. So basically, the clip is Jalen walking off the field in 2022 with the red and yellow confetti, right? And he's asked about the fact that, you know, you made this the background of your phone, the image of you walking out with the confetti. And we knew this. That wasn't a secret. But what he does say is that I didn't know is that it's still the background of his phone. So I don't know when this was specifically recorded. But what I do know is since they've won the Super Bowl in 2024, and you know, 2025 technically, shout out to Spike. But since I would imagine these interviews didn't take place like the next day, like it was probably a month, whatever. It's still the background on his phone. And they ask him why, right? And he takes a pause that, like, the silence is deafening. The drama on the screen when he's not speaking, like, jumps off the screen. It was, again, it's lived rent-free in my head since it happened. He pauses for a long time, and then he's basically says again, like, how much this moment of losing the Super Bowl changed him. And he said it before, like, in his team meetings, and me and James have talked about it. But, man, like, you see him react to that loss still, and the way it haunts him still. It really does explain his personality over the last few years. So I just thought the beginning of this, where they have the silence of Jalen talking about the 2022 Super Bowl is still the background of his phone, and it still haunts him. We talk about Jalen a lot, and I'll just go in actually a big picture Jalen thing here. So throughout the whole thing, I think it's the best version of Jalen Hurts I've ever seen. And I've been at all his pressers. I've watched, like, oh, you know, every interview he does. Like, I'm around him in the facility. It was the best version of Jalen I've ever seen. He shows so much personality in this. He's smiling. He's making jokes. He even curses. I think he comes off amazing. Like, when I left that watching it, I was like, this is why he's an elite quarterback. And we'll talk about some of the details throughout this, but they show so many clips of his leadership that I didn't see before. So many clips from his pregame huddles that I haven't seen before. So many clips of him talking to his teammates that I haven't seen before. So many clips of him talking about, like, pre-snap stuff, working with the coaches. If you are somebody, and I doubt many people listening to this are, but if you are somebody that is like, Jalen's carried by the players around him, yes, there's truth to that. He has talent around him. But this shows how important Jalen is to keeping the Eagles as a winning program and why he's won probably, you know, everywhere he's been. Like, he is a crucial, crucial part of it. And this absolutely shows it from how he is a good leader. Doesn't mean he's always been a good leader, but he is a good leader. How he does have a huge part to do with the offense, just like the plays he makes. I thought this was, if you want to ever try to convince somebody that Jalen is a special quarterback, this shows what a special quarterback he is. So, you know, it's funny. At the beginning, Jalen says he always used to watch these growing up, these America's games that, you know, they do one every year on the Super Bowl champion. And I think because of that, like, he brought his A game. Like, he opened up. He was charismatic. He was kind of what we want him to be at the podium sometimes. So I just thought Jalen throughout this whole thing really came across great. So early on in this, they're in training camp. And Jalen talks about, which again, we've talked about this a lot on the pod, like how he never really waxes poetically about Nick, whereas Nick will wax poetically really about anyone in his life, but especially Jalen. And Jalen goes into like a long answer about what makes Nick a great coach. And I think the answer showed how similar Hurts and Sirianni are. Like, Jalen talks about how Nick does such a great job on the details, and details are something we know Jalen cares a lot about. There was I think it was Peyton Manning that said earlier this, or no, it was a quarterback coach, said earlier this offseason, Jalen called him and had like very specific questions about like arm angles on third down throws, right? And like the obsession with football and the obsession with details, is clearly something they both bond over. And at the core of why the Eagles are great, and I think it shows in this, is the fundamentals, is their ability to not lose games on the edges, to not lose games on the details. They have the talent where they can obviously compete with anybody, and the way they lose is making mistakes. And Jalen and Nick's obsession with making sure they don't make mistakes, I think, really comes across in this, and it really shows while at their core, they are very similar. Now, one of the reasons it stands out that Jalen is talking about Nick like this is because we all lived through 2023 and the 2023 offseason and the beginning of 2024, how it's like, are they close? Are they good friends? Do they have a working, do they have an issue in their working relationship? Tim McManus wrote the great story of ESPN for ESPN where he quotes somebody as saying, you know, I don't think you'll ever see him get dinner together, right? Jalen and Nick talk about the bye week in this, probably more than they ever have at the podium or any other interview. So obviously, not a newsflash. The Eagles start 2-2. They're struggling. And there's been reporting about the bye week, but Jalen and Nick have never talked about it like this. So Jalen says, quote, it was the most I'd ever talked to him, talking about Nick Sirianni. Sirianni says they talked every single day. Jalen says if you looked at his phone, it would be like Nick Sirianni, Nick Sirianni, Nick Sirianni, Nick Sirianni. Nick says the conversations were like an hour and a half at a time. And then Nick says about Jalen, it brought us even closer together. Then they go into, which I'm shocked this never comes up anymore. I've brought it up on the pod, but like Nick and Jalen used to have a handshake. Remember week one against Atlanta 2021, they do the handshake after the touchdown. Well, what I didn't know, and if I missed it, I missed it, but I doubt I did because my whole life is spent thinking about the Eagles. But like, in the Browns game in week five, the game where Nick, like, you know, got into it with the fan, Nick and Jalen did that handshake. So think about this. 2021, they do the handshake to start the season. Then they go through the ups, the downs, all the drama. We never see the handshake. Maybe they did it and we missed it, but we don't see the handshake, right? Then they have the bye week where they talk every single day, and then they bring the handshake back out. I always believe they got into a good place during the bye. This was the most concrete example of how the bye week, like, completely got this thing back on track. And it also shows how important it was that Nick and Jalen needed to be on the same track. Because after that bye week, we all know the run that they went on. So hearing about the bye week, seeing the handshake, it was just, it really hammered home how important it was. So that was a really cool part of it. Then the Eagles start winning. Now, what's interesting is Nick Sirianni was mic'd up for the Browns game, which means somewhere, some way, there is audio of him yelling at that fan. Like, that audio is out there. So I'm a little surprised it's not been released, if it like clears him up of just doing playful banter. But regardless, there is audio out there. They're just not releasing it. Now, Zach Bond, we all know Nick shaves his head for that game. Nick calls it the Baldiani era, like Bald Sirianni. So I thought that was a funny joke. I hadn't heard that before, but I like it. I love a good nickname like that. So yeah, they show the Browns game. They show they don't play great. And then they really start to get going. So they show all the highlights of the regular season, the big game versus the Rams, Nick reminding everyone they haven't accomplished anything. They really hammer home that loss to Washington, obviously, because we know there's a rematch later on. So that's part of it. And then they get into the playoffs, right? And they had a really cool angle of the Hurts touchdown to Dotson. There's really not much to say about that play other than that. But like, I think when you guys watch this, you'll love the angle of how they have it. It's like on the ground, it's behind the end zone. You see Hurts throw it and Dotson appears in the screen like a few seconds later. Really, really cool angle. Another kind of thing that they put in there was that the Eagles, so prior to Saquon's game against the Giants, so this is going a little back and forth in the timeline here, but prior to the Eagles game against the Giants, Saquon's first game back in New York, he says AJ gave him a page out of a book to read. And he also said that AJ came up to him and said, if you need the book, I'll have it on the sideline. So that's an interesting angle to the book story that I'd never heard before, and a really cool thing by AJ to do. So that was a cool little antidote. This is completely off script, but like, they show a clip of the, you know, every game before the Eagles home game, they have an Eagle like fly down and you know, they'll meet up. Not meet up. I don't know why I said that. They'll have the Eagle fly down and then it lands on its trainer's hand. They have a close-up video of it. I never realized they feed the Eagle a mouse. at the end of that. Like, it's like a straight up dead mouse. They feed him right on the field. So interesting little tidbit on that. So then they get into the snow game, which visually is very cool. Still would build a dome, but doesn't mean the snow game wasn't cool. They have Saquon before the snow starts to come. He's saying, let it snow. We want the snow. And it was just really cool to see that that game again, like the highlights. And Saquon says it before his big run in the fourth quarter. They kind of skim over the fact the Rams almost won it. But in the fourth quarter, they talk about or they show Saquon how Jamal Singleton, the running back coach, came up to him and said, it's time. Dallas Goedert came up to him and said, it's time. I think it was Lane Johnson that came up to him and said, it's time. But another player comes up and does it. And then Saquon runs for that long touchdown. So Saquon says it's the best game he's ever played in, high school, college, or NFL. And obviously this is after the Super Bowl. It's clear Saquon, who's like a big history buff when it comes to the NFL, really, really appreciates the coolness that he was involved in a game like that. So they beat the Rams, newsflash. They go to the Washington game. Washington thing's actually pretty close. Like, they just smoke them. They have the... is actually really fast. Like, they just breeze through it. They smoke them and they move to the Super Bowl. And Jalen has an interesting quote here when he's talking about the NFC Championship trophy. He says, I held the trophy in 2022. I was so happy, so much joy on my face. But this time my attitude holding it was so much different. I wanted to hold the next one. And while they're doing this, they show a video of Jalen holding it in 2022. Everyone's smiling. And then he's holding it in 2024 and there's not much emotion. And they show a clip of him after that game, breaking down the huddle, saying, finishing is the only thing on our minds right now. Finish. And then everybody, you know, does finish to break the huddle. Again, to go back to like the 2020.
This fall, choose Primavera Online and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Two loss. It obviously really, really impacted Jalen. And frankly, I left this feeling like they're maybe better off for losing in 2022 because it has created a machine at quarterback and it's created a machine of an organization. So after this, they go to the Super Bowl and they have a bunch of behind the scenes footage, a bunch of like on the field clips that are cool. Zach Bond starts the game by going to all the defensive teammates and being like, I love y'all boys. just like Foles did in 2017. I might have to ask him this, but I wonder if he saw that clip because it was just like watching Foles do it to the Eagles offensive starters in the Super Bowl. But that was a cool moment. They have a really funny clip where Mahomes gets sacked. And I'm pretty sure it's Mahomes. That or it's a defensive lineman, but they make it seem like it's Mahomes. He goes like, you know, on Friday where they go like, damn, like he does that. It was really, really funny. Fans are going to love that. Zach Bond tells a cool story about how in practice. So I guess in the games leading up to the Super Bowl, he had a slight finger injury that caused him to tape his two fingers together, his pointer finger and his middle finger. And in practice, he had him taped and he dropped an interception. Vic Fangio, in a recap of that practice, like a team meeting, calls him out for dropping the interception. Then he plays that game without the tape on his fingers and he makes the interception. So that was really cool. But here to me was the coolest part of it all, besides that like opening scene that's living rent-free in my head. If you want to know why Jalen's important to them winning, this scene is why. So Jalen goes in depth on the story about the dagger. Jalen says on Thursday before the Super Bowl, he gave Nick a list of plays he really liked that he thought would work against the Chiefs defense. He said, call these, and this is what Jalen says, quote, call these and something good is going to happen. On that play, that playlist, the dagger. The dagger was a play that Jalen Hurts liked and identified would be good against the Chiefs defense. So at halftime, he goes into the coach's office and he's talking to Sirianni one-on-one, which to me, like, what a cool moment that must have been, right? Like, it starts with this whole, we had this bye week, we got on the same page. Like, they've gone through so much together. And then they're sitting one-on-one in that locker room, up 34-0, like, about to win the Super Bowl. God, what a cool, like, atmosphere that must have been. If they make a movie about this, I almost think it should, like, start there. So they're talking one-on-one, him and Nick. And Jalen reminds him of the dagger. Sirianni's like, all right, we'll call it. And so in this, Jalen's kind of narrating it, and he goes, when I saw the clip of Sirianni going, call it, like, you know, call it and to end it, he said how cool that made him feel that Sirianni did it. He said, so he calls it in the game, and we end it. Boom. They play the clip of the dagger, and it's like, man, what a season that was. What a season. So it ends with Saquon Barkley. A theme of the whole thing is kind of the Eagles feel they could beat any team ever. And Saquon goes, if you do a March Madness tournament of every Super Bowl team, I think we come out on top. And that's how it ends. Like, watching that, man, how cool was that? That we got to live through that. That was one of my main big picture non-football takeaways was I wrote this down on my notes. I put, how lucky I feel to have covered all this and been through it. Like, I was at all those games. And it still felt brand new to me. It was like watching a movie that, like, I was like, man, it'd be cool to go through that. We did. We all went through it. We lived through that snowball game. We lived through the Brazil game. We lived through the ups and the downs of Nick and Jalen's relationship. We lived through the drama of the AJ and Jalen thing. Like, how crazy was that season? We will maybe never get to live through another season like that. But here's the other thing that I thought while watching it. We get to do it all again tonight. Tonight, we all start the journey again. And I know I say this a lot, but there are certain moments in the season where I gotta say it. How lucky I am to get to do this with you guys. How lucky we all are that we get to do it together. That documentary highlights, like, we all live that together. Like, in 20 years, we'll be able to talk about that season and the memories of it. And, like, this really encapsulates how fun and how cool and how lucky it was that we lived through that season. And tonight, a new one begins with new memories, new drama, new ups, new downs, new little stories we won't hear for a few years. And I can't wait to go through it with you. So that'll do it for today's Daily Go Birds podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. The game is tonight. I will be live with James on YouTube after the game talking about it. Let the season begin. Until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.